Good morning and welcome to Simply Mars. It's Tuesday, April 30th. On today's show, NASA announces the crew for a simulated Mars mission next month and ice spiders on Mars star in spacecraft snapshots. Plus, stay tuned for more exciting news from the Red Planet. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Mars. NASA has announced the crew for a simulated mission to Mars that will take place next month at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. 4 volunteers will live and work in conditions designed to mimic what astronauts would experience on the Red Planet for 45 days. For more on this story, we turn to our correspondent Michael. So what can you tell us about this Mars simulation and the crew that was selected?
This is part of NASA's ongoing efforts to study the effects of isolation, confinement, and remote conditions on the human body and mind ahead of future deep space missions. The 4 crew members, Jason Lee, Stephanie Navarro, Sharif Al-Romathi, and Piyumi Wijesekara, will live in NASA's Human Exploration Research Analog Habitat, or HERA, from May 10th through June 24th. During that time, they'll conduct scientific research, perform operational tasks, and even use virtual reality to simulate walking on the Martian surface. Communication with mission control will have a delay of up to 5 minutes, just like there would be on an actual mission to Mars.
What kind of research will be conducted on the crew members during this 45-day simulation?
NASA's Human Research Program will be studying the physiological, behavioral, and psychological responses of each crew member. This is part of ongoing research in collaboration with space agencies in the UAE and Europe to better understand the mental and physical health impacts astronauts could face on a real journey to Mars. By simulating these deep space conditions and studying the effects, NASA hopes to find ways to overcome any challenges or issues that might arise on future missions. While this HERA mission is 45 days, NASA also conducts even longer simulations lasting up to a year in a separate habitat also at Johnson Space Center.
It certainly sounds like valuable preparation for the day when humans actually travel to Mars. What do you think are some of the biggest challenges this crew might face during their 45 days in the HERA habitat?
Well, 45 days in a confined space with limited contact with the outside world is bound to be challenging, both mentally and physically. The crew will have to adapt to a very structured schedule and learn to work closely as a team while dealing with the stresses of isolation and sensory deprivation. Things we take for granted, like varying our daily routine or getting some fresh air outside, won't be possible in the habitat. And while they'll be busy with tasks and research, dealing with boredom and monotony will also likely be a factor. The communication delay with mission control could add to feelings of isolation as well. But this is exactly why these analog missions are so valuable, to surface issues and find solutions before actual missions take place.
It will certainly be fascinating to follow this crew's 45-day mission and the insights gained for future Mars exploration. Thank you, Michael, for the report and analysis. Speaking of Mars, the European Space Agency recently shared an intriguing image of dark formations on the surface of Mars that resemble spiders. But these aren't real arachnids crawling around on the Red Planet. Here to explain more about these unusual Martian features is our correspondent. So what exactly are we seeing in this image from ESA's Mars Express spacecraft?
The image shows an area of Mars known as Inca City, which got its nickname after first being imaged by NASA's Mariner 9 mission back in 1972. The linear ridges crisscrossing the area are believed to have formed from ancient volcanic and tectonic activity. But what really stands out are those dark splotches that look eerily like spiders. Scientists call this araneiform terrain, from the Latin word for spider, because of how it looks. But despite the name, these formations are not evidence of alien life.
If they aren't actual spiders, then what causes these dark spider-like shapes to form on Mars?
The spider patterns are connected to seasonal changes that happen every Martian year. During the winter, carbon dioxide builds up and freezes on the surface. Then when spring arrives and the sun shines more intensely, that carbon dioxide ice begins to warm up and turn directly into gas. This gas builds up pressure underneath the ice until it eventually bursts through, creating geyser-like eruptions. As the gas blasts out, it carries dark Martian dust up with it, which then settles on the surface in these spider-like splotches and tendrils surrounding the vents.
So if we were standing on Mars, would we be able to see these spider-like shapes forming in real time?
These carbon dioxide geysers are a dynamic seasonal process, but they happen on a pretty slow timescale. The spider patterns form as layer after layer of ice is deposited and then blasted through year after year. ESA also shared a detailed view of what they call ice spiders from a different orbiter. In that image, you can clearly see the spidery filaments left behind by the escaping gas and dust. So the process would be difficult to observe directly, but orbiting spacecraft can capture snapshots showing how the Martian surface evolves over time.
Thanks for breaking that down, David. The European Space Agency's Mars Express Orbiter has been studying the Red Planet's atmosphere, geology, and water history since 2003. And this new image is a testament to the spacecraft's longevity and the continued surprises that Mars has to offer. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Mars. We'll see you back here tomorrow.